Pope Francis traveled on Monday to the tiny Sicilian island of Lampedusa, which is the southernmost part of Italy and only 70 miles from Tunisia. He threw a wreath of flowers into the sea to remember the thousands of people who have died making the journey to Italy from Africa. He met with several migrants after landing by boat on the island, thanking them for their welcome. The highlight of the day was mass celebrated in the island's sports stadium, which served as a reception center for the thousands of people who fled the upheavals caused by the Arab Spring unrest in North Africa, as well as refugees from poverty and violence in other parts of Africa. Charles Collins reports.
Pope Francis said he came to Lampedusa to pray, to make a gesture of closeness, but also to reawaken our consciences so that what happened would not be repeated. He began by greeting the islanders with the phrase Osha, a word of greeting in the local dialect, and thanking them for the work they have done to provide assistance to the migrants who have found their way to Lampedusa, saying they offer an example of solidarity. The Holy Father wore violet vestments during the Mass, calling it a liturgy of repentance.
Ma Dio chiede a ciascuno di noi, dov'è il sangue del tuo fratello che grida fino a me?
God asks each of us, where is the blood of your brother that cries out to me, Pope Francis said during his homily, quoting from the Genesis story of Cain and Abel. Today, no one in the world feels responsible for this. We have lost the sense of fraternal responsibility, the culture of well-being that makes us think of ourselves, that makes us insensitive to the cries of others, that makes us live in soap bubbles that are beautiful but are nothing, are illusions of futility, of the transient that brings indifference to others, that brings even the globalization of indifference.
Siamo caduti nella globalizzazione dell'indifferenza.
Pope Francis then asked for forgiveness.
Chiediamo perdono per l'indifferenza verso tanti fratelli e sorelle.
For the indifference towards so many brothers and sisters, for those who are pleased with themselves, who are closed in on their own well-being in a way that leads to the anesthesia of the heart, for those who, with their decisions at the global level, have created situations that lead to these tragedies. Forgive us, Lord.
Perdono, Signore.
Though the influx of migrants has slowed since its height at the outbreak of the Arab Spring in 2011, people nevertheless continue to come. Shortly before the Pope arrived on Monday morning, a boat carrying 165 migrants from Mali made port. On Sunday, 120 people, including four pregnant women, were rescued at sea after their vessel suffered engine failure off the coast of Lampedusa. I'm Charles Collins.